Thousands of Filipinos walked in the rain for hours to accompany Corazon Aquino to her final resting place, a 20-kilometer journey from the Manila Cathedral to the Manila Memorial Park. The procession inched slowly through the streets packed with people, eager to get a glimpse of Mrs. Aquino's coffin. Yellow confetti fell like snow as her flag-draped casket emerged from the church. The national anthem played as members of the National Police Force saluted the former president for the last time, before placing her coffin in a flatbed truck bedecked with yellow and white flowers. The entire nation was brought to a standstill Wednesday. In Manila, intermittent rain did not stop people from waiting in the streets, flashing the L hand sign for Laban or Fight, the symbol of the campaign Mrs. Aquino led against the authoritarian rule of Ferdinand Marcos in the 1980s. Many Filipinos have said it was as if they had lost a mother. People chanted her name and waved yellow flags emblazoned with her picture. The scene was reminiscent of the funeral of Mrs. Aquino's slain husband in 1983. His assassination propelled her from a housewife to a democracy icon. Her tearful daughter, Chris Aquino, thanked the public for the outpouring of sympathy and gratitude and vowed to continue her parents' work to defend democracy.
You have given our family honor beyond anything we could ever have hoped to receive. That no matter how great the sacrifices of my parents, I can honestly say to all of you that for my family, the Filipinos are worth it.
Mrs. Aquino led the People Power movement that ousted Ferdinand Marcos in 1986. That peaceful transition is often credited with inspiring similar democracy movements around the world, particularly in the communist states of Eastern Europe. Mourners streamed to her wake through the early hours Wednesday. Among them, President Gloria Arroyo. She spent only 7 minutes there, a sign of the rift with the former president over what Mrs. Aquino considered attempts to weaken the country's democratic institutions. In a symbolic gesture, the eldest children of Ferdinand Marcos also came to the wake. At the funeral mass, former Presidents Joseph Estrada and Fidel Ramos and current Vice President Noli de Castro sat on the front pew, as did Indonesian Foreign Minister Hassan Wirayuda. East Timor's Prime Minister Jose Ramos Horta, who has said Mrs. Aquino inspired his people's fight for independence from Indonesia, came to the cemetery. Close friends, relatives, and employees paid tribute to Mrs. Aquino's humility, sincerity, bravery, and deep faith in God and the Filipino people. Alfredo Lim is the mayor of Manila.
We owe you so much. Thank you for your unselfishness and your sacrifices in bringing together a nation in need.
Cory Aquino died Saturday, more than a year after being diagnosed with colon cancer. She was 76. Heather Barron for VOA News, Bangkok.